This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Election Commission today ordered large-scale transfers of bureaucrats ahead of the Lok Sabha elections. The Commission removed the Home Secretaries in six states along with the Director General of Police of West Bengal. Sources said that the Home Secretaries have been removed in Gujarat, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Jharkhand, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. The Secretaries of the General Administrative Department in Mizoram and Himachal Pradesh have also been shifted. Besides, the poll body has ordered the removal of Brihan Mumbai Municipal Commissioner Iqbal Singh Chahal as well as additional commissioners and deputy commissioners. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is addressing an election rally at Shivamoga in Karnataka. Speaking at the meeting, Mr. Modi said the country has witnessed BJP's delivery on development. He said, on the other hand, INDIA bloc is known for corruption and appeasement politics. He accused the Congress of being an expert in making false promises. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi held a public meeting at Jagtial in Telangana. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, BJP stands committed to fulfill the aspirations of the people of Telangana. Earlier, addressing a rally of INDI Alliance in Mumbai yesterday, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi said that the current fight is between two ideologies and not just between the BJP and the Congress. The Supreme Court today directed the State Bank of India to make a complete disclosure of all details related to electoral bonds by Thursday, including the unique bond numbers that would disclose the link between the buyer and the recipient political party. A five-judge constitution bench, headed by Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur, directed the SBI chairman to file an affidavit before it by 5 p.m. on the 21st of March, indicating that the bank has disclosed all the details. The Apex Court today rejected the bail plea of former Delhi Minister Satyendra Jain in a money laundering case, asking him to surrender forthwith. The court also rejected the bail plea of other two accused, Ankush and Vaibhav Jain. The top court also rejected an oral request by Jain's counsel to allow him to surrender in a week's time. Satyendra Jain was granted interim bail for 6 weeks on medical grounds in May last year, and later it was extended from time to time. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal today skipped the Enforcement Directorate's summons in money laundering case linked to alleged irregularities in the Delhi Jal Board. The Aam Aadmi Party has called the summons illegal and accused the BJP government of using the agency to target Kejriwal. Mr. Kejriwal is already facing ED summons in the money laundering case linked to Delhi's excise policy scam. He has already skipped 8 summons in that case. The 3-day Startup Mahakumbh, one of the biggest events showcasing the startup ecosystem, began at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The event aims at connecting startups with a spectrum of inventors, including venture capitalists, investors, and potential corporate partners. Speaking on the occasion, Secretary in the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, Rajesh Kumar Singh said, there are over 1 lakh startups in the country as of now, compared to only 300 in 2016. When the Startup India initiative was launched. He said India is the third largest startup ecosystem in the world and there is a presence of startups in 670 districts of the country. He said over 50% of startups are from Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. Highlighting the importance of deep tech and research and development in the startup, Mr. Singh said a separate dedicated deep tech startup policy will be finalized in the coming months. Addressing the gathering, India's G20 Sherpa Amitabh Kant said, the startup ecosystem has created over 1 million jobs in the last 8 years and over 10 million indirect jobs. Russian President Vladimir Putin has clinched a historic fifth term, securing a landslide victory in the presidential polls. He hailed this preordained electoral victory as a sign of the country's trust and hope in him. Mr. Putin claimed another 6-year term by getting 87% of the votes. And that is the end of this news bulletin.